I mean, the wage support in entitlement spending, you know, which is all of the, which is most of the federal spending, is entitlements. So that's like the big one to eliminate. Because that's the sort of half trillion, maybe $600-700 billion a year. That is also a mechanism by which the Democrats attract and retain illegal immigrants by essentially paying them to come here,
yes,
and then turning them into voters.
Yes.
So this is why the Democrats are so upset about the situation, because they're losing, you know, if we turn off this gigantic money magnet for illegal immigrants, then they will leave.
That was, of course, Elon Musk saying the quiet part finally out loud. One key word in particular he chose to use.
That's like the big one to eliminate.
Which is already underway, eliminating staff members in Social Security offices. The motive for that is to require more reasons for in-person appearances at what is going to wind up being fewer Social Security offices. More about that in a bit. But when you think about it, if you want to root out fraud, don't you need more people working in an office instead of less? Of course, we have Donald Trump still claiming that there are people 120, 140, 160 years old still getting Social Security benefits. Well, here's the truth with this now. When someone dies, doesn't matter if you're going to get planted, cremated, stuffed, and mounted, the funeral director has to submit its form SSA-721, also known as the Statement of Death, by funeral director. They submit that to the Social Security Administration so the payments stop. Now, is it a perfect system? Of course not. It relies on human accuracy. The fact that the funeral director submits the form and that someone in whichever Social Security office receives the form. So do some benefits continue after someone has died? Certainly. But it's not in the tens of millions, as Donald Trump has claimed. It's more like in the, at most, tens of thousands, maybe just around 10,000, according to reports directly from Social Security Administration. The main catalyst behind all of Musk's actions against Social Security are resting in the conspiracy that all these illegal immigrants are just getting billions of dollars in benefits. Again, let's look at the truth and how the system itself is set up. If you're working on the books with a real or even a fake Social Security number, the money you earn, the SSI tax, is still applied and it goes into the fund. But you do not, as an undocumented immigrant, have any access to Social Security benefits. In some states, health care benefits. States are able to pay for health care for undocumented immigrants or pregnant women. Medicaid will reimburse hospitals for any kind of emergency health care provided to any low-income or undocumented immigrants, since hospitals can't turn away people who are in need of emergency care. How much do you think that amounts to as far as Medicaid's annual spending? Less than 1%. Now, if you haven't had the experience of applying for Social Security, you have to prove your eligibility as well as your work histories. And those two things alone pretty much prevent immigrants without legal status from drawing any kind of benefits. Moving over to the legal side of things, federal judge this past Thursday issued a temporary restraining order that barred Elon Musk and Doge from having access to personally identifiable information from the Social Security Administration. This is Judge Ellen Lipton Hollander. Accused Doge of launching, quote, a fishing expedition at the Social Security Agency and failing to provide any reason why it needed to access huge amounts of Americans' personal and private data that includes yours. Judge said the defendants, with so-called experts on the Doge team, never identify or articulate a reason why Doge needs unlimited access to SSA's entire record systems, thereby exposing personal, confidential, sensitive, and private information that millions of Americans entrusted to their government. Yeah, the White House did have a response to all this, called the judge a radical leftist and accused her of abusing the system to try and sabotage Trump's agenda, which apparently that includes closing Social Security Administration offices nationwide. DOGE has published a list of nearly 800, no, not just Social Security. SSA offices are included, but 800 federal real estate leases that they're looking to cancel. Located at these locations are offices for Social Security, the VA, Farm Service, EPA, Mine Safety Health, Small Business Administration, other agencies. Look at the list here. There's 47 Social Security Administration offices that are listed for closure. And there are some that have actual anticipated dates for when these closures would take effect. I'm not going to go down the whole list here, but for our at least immediate physical concerns, based upon where our signals get to with our respective stations, there are no immediate closures for New Jersey or Pennsylvania, but well, New York, you're in the bullseye. The Social Security office in White Plains, New York, that is expected to be closing May 31st. At least that's when the lease ends. And the office on Main Street in Poughkeepsie, New York, lease ends there on July 31st. And if your local, at least for the time being, Social Security office didn't make the DOGE list of closures, maybe it's worth your time to pay a visit while you still can, ask them a simple question. When's your lease up?